At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm visiting with my good friend Jeremy Wilson with Crop IMS. And Jeremy, you just finished a discussion in a session here on the subject of the value of data share and share alike. Let's start right there and tell me a little bit about what that means.
Well, basically the presentation centers on all the information that we record on our own farm. And breaking down all the people that we share that data to. And as we travel around and visit with farmers, they're like, well, I got this data, but what do I do with it? Or this guy wants this piece of data, do I give it to him? And through the presentation, we share every piece of information that we capture on our farm with someone, whether it's planting data, whether it's application data of crop protection products, or whether it's crop nutrition applications. We record all that. And there's people that can take that information or that data and create valuable information in return for me. At the same time, the share and share alike piece means I don't give my data up to people who can't bring value back to me. And if they've got a tangible value to bring back to me, I'm willing to share that data because I want to learn to be better, to be more successful in my operation.
So when it comes to concerns about where that data is and who's got it and what they're going to do with it, I thought it was interesting, a point I guess you made in there about how if the farmer isn't putting in the data and taking the time to learn and do it, then whoever is getting that data may not be getting something very valuable.
Absolutely, and data quality is a challenge, whether you're using an OEM display or using an aftermarket display or whatever the case may be. If your drivers or the people sitting behind the seat of that display are not entering the information correctly first, or even taking the time to enter it correctly, and then one step further, making sure that what's coming up on the screen is displaying what they think is going on, we don't have any valuable data at the end. You know, I can, most any of the field computers we want to use today in the market, I can turn them on, I can give them one or two pieces of information, I can get that little button I want to steer that tractor through the field. If that's the approach we take with this data, there's no value there. In our operation, every driver of every implement or every tractor knows the steps needed to record quality data. And if it stops recording data, they know who to talk to get that fixed so that we don't lose any of this valuable information, because yield data, application data, planting data, you only get one chance every growing season to get good quality data. And if we lose it, it's gone. We never get to get it back.
How about the concept of, you know, looking at the multitude of different kinds of devices, software platforms that are out there where you've got a mixed fleet and you may be dealing with several different types of monitors on your same farm. What do you think looking ahead? I know the question was asked about what might be ultimately something that solves that.
You know, I think ultimately we have to move to more data standards than what we've got today. And, you know, there's a number of different organizations out there that's dealing with it. You know, from the machine side, you've got, you know, groups like the ISO 11783 group. From the data side, you've got Ag Gateway. You've got others. And that's one really large piece of the puzzle to deal with the multi-platform things. But at the same time, I think we need user interfaces that are a little more user-friendly to help a grower understand that he is entering the right thing. So data standards are important because we got to make sure that what the grower thought he put in there, we really understand and can interpret, but also having user interfaces that growers understand, can easily navigate through to populate all the required information that we need to have good quality information. And you're right, you know, it doesn't really matter what color of display you're talking about. You know, some are easier to use than others, but no matter what color it is, the ones I've run in the last 3 to 5 years, there's just always that one thing that seems like can easily be missed. And you know, it just takes service technicians working with the growers saying, you know, here's what you need to do. And I say service technicians, it could be our data management specialists. So you take Crop IMS, we've got a group of people that all they do is manage data. And, you know, shame on us from time to time because we didn't stand with that grower long enough and make sure he knew how to enter every piece of information we needed in that display.
Well, I know the time will come when every grower will enter every piece of data into every piece of equipment for every crop they do, right?
Well, everyone tells me that's my utopia, so maybe I'll keep dreaming with you, Chuck. But, yeah, you know, it's come a long ways, and I don't – we can't downplay the changes we've seen in the last 3 to 5 years. I mean, we've moved the needle so far. Some has come from easier to use equipment. Some has come from better data transfer utilities. And the biggest thing has come is people understanding the value of data. You know, we have to bring value to information. And if we've got information that shows that grower, that service provider, where that technology benefited them, or how agronomic changes made them money, we'll get more better data over time.
Well, you're preaching it here and doing a good job, I might add. Thank you again, Jeremy Wilson, who is one of the presenters here at the 2016 CUTC taking place in St. Louis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.